The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello and welcome to Reflections Day by Day, a program from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm George Douglas. For the next half hour, I'll be reading from the appointed daily scriptures and a brief commentary from the publication Forward Day by Day, a daily devotional for disciples. This booklet is intended for any Christian or non-denominational reader and is affiliated with the Episcopal Church, USA. Our readings on this program cover the week of Monday, April 6th through April 12th, 2026. The commentary for April was written by Katie Nakamura. She is an Episcopal priest in the Diocese of Alabama and has served in a variety of church contexts, most recently as the presiding bishop's staff officer for church planning. She can often be found with her running group, playing the flute and singing, or spending time with her husband and her two daughters. The commentary for Monday, April 6th, begins as follows from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 32. This Jesus God raised up, and of that all of us are witnesses. Here's the commentary. I have seen is one of the most powerful statements a Christian can utter. These three words have revealed dreams, uncovered atrocities, told hard truths, and offered hope to a bewildered world. In my ministry, I have seen a man living in a park be reconciled to his wife and children. I have seen how difficult it is for a person in homelessness to get a stable job when they lack a reliable phone number and an ID. I have witnessed gentle, loving humor break down race and class barriers. I have seen a man who thought he would die alone end his days surrounded by a loving church family. I have seen a new life and possibility emerge where all hope had been lost. In Acts, Peter, once so doubtful and afraid that he denied knowing Jesus, can now confidently proclaim the gospel because he has seen the resurrection. Evangelism isn't about telling others what to believe. It's about proclaiming out loud what we have seen and witnessed. And now on this first Monday of Easter week,